I want to read verses 4 through 5. I'm reading this section in my translation. And the woman was clothed in purple and scarlet, and gilded with gold and precious stone and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of abominations, even the unclean things of her fornication, and upon her forehead a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of the harlots and of the abominations of the earth. Now, as we come back here to this, there are several things that we would like to say here. John saw a woman sitting upon a scarlet-colored beast. And this is a frightful and frightening picture. The wild beast has previously been identified as the Antichrist, ruling over the restored Roman Empire. And the woman, we have already seen, is a city and a religious system. And that city, we believe, is Rome. Babylon, as later on we'll see, is the commercial center. And this is the city that has the seven hills. Horace wrote, the gods who look with favor on the seven hills. And Ovid added, but Rome looks around on the whole globe from her seven mountains, the seat of empire and abode of the gods. And Augustine put it like this, Babylon is a former Rome, and Rome is a later Babylon. Now, in these verses, the city of Rome is assuredly in view. The woman, the harlot, representing a religious system that will be during the first part of the Great Tribulation when the true church is removed from the earth. And this religious system, as the symbol given to us here indicates, dominates and rides the Roman Empire at the beginning of the Great Tribulation period. And certainly Antichrist just doesn't like that. In fact, the matter is, he's going to do something about it, as we shall see today. Now, this is just about as frightening as anything could be. Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and the abominations of the earth. Now, I know that we live in a day of new morality and that a woman today has the same sexual freedom that a man has, that is, according to the new morality. But I'm a little old-fashioned and I'm a square and I still think the Word of God is right. I think the finest thing in this world is a woman, and that God has made her that way. And when she marries, she is brought into a relationship where she gives a man, in fact, it's what puts a man into orbit. And it's my firm conviction today that the thing that's lacking in our civilization is that woman has not been liberated, but she's actually been enslaved and become more of a sex symbol than she's ever been before. And that instead of taking a place where she can lift a man to the height, she can pull him now down to the depths. And the picture of that woman, and it's the lowest picture that you can have, is a picture of a harlot. And here is the picture. You may not like it, but this is the picture that's in the Word of God. Now, the true church is a mystery in that it was not revealed in the Old Testament. But the anti-church, or the church of the Great Tribulation, although I hasten to say, it's never once called a church in the New Testament. It is called a harlot. That's putting it plain enough. And it's a mystery in that it was not revealed until John wrote Revelation 17. Because the true church left the earth, what happened to the false? What happened to the phonies? What happened to those that were just church members? Well, they entered the Great Tribulation period. And the system went on. The organizational church continued. But it's not called a church, it's a harlot. and it's removed from Christ. And we are told, Paul said, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now hinders will hinder until he be taken out of the way. Now, the anti-church is the antithesis of the true church, which is the virgin bride of Christ. And it is the consummation of the working of the mystery of iniquity. It's mystery Babylon, because it's given this designation, as Jerusalem is called Sodom, by the way. Babylon is the fountainhead of all false religion. Therefore, she's the mother of the harlots and of the abominations of the earth. I think this is by far Scripture's most expressive and vivid picture of awful and abominable sin. Sex and false religions are related. You can be sure of that. And I believe that many a young person today is really missing it in marriage when a girl doesn't come as a virgin to the marriage the first time and the man has not kept himself for the marriage. Now, we have here in verses 6 and 7, and I'm going to read them. And maybe before I move into that, I should also say this. Did you notice that this mystery Babylon is called the mother of harlots? That's interesting. The mother of harlots, not singular. Now, that means that all of this ecumenical church today that is coming together has had a lot of problems. They've, I think, decided now that they can't just water it down and all of them come the same way. That after all, there are psychological differences which they recognize. So each group is going to come into this great world ecumenical movement but retain some of its peculiarities. Those that want to immerse, they'll immerse. Those that want to sprinkle, they'll sprinkle. And those that like elaborate ritual, they'll keep it. Those that don't want a ritual, they'll not have it. But this is the mother of harlots. There's going to be a whole lot of harlots here, friends. This is going to be a regular brothel that's going to be established in that day.